whenever you're making tongue and groove joints, the general practice is to start with the groove and then cut a tongue to fit the groove. Mine has an 1/8 inch wide cutter on it, and I've installed an oversized bearing to give my cutter about 1/4 inch of exposure.
The brand new Heavy and Mass Timber Connection Handbook.
Then cut the groove. Then cut the groove. Then cut the groove. Then cut the groove.
It will include hard copies of the Structural Screw Design Guide.
Cut the cheek and the shoulder of the tongue in one pass and raise it until the top of the bit just kisses the groove.
The most common structural details are explained, like butt joint, lap joint, butt joint, lap joint.
So you want the tongues to be able to move in the groove.
Like butt joint.
So you want the tongues to be able to move in the groove.
Like butt joint.
So you want the tongues to be able to move in the groove.
Like butt joint.
So you can get a good fit of the tongue in the groove.
Fast. Many unique loading scenarios.
So you want the tongues to be able to move in the grooves.
The tongues will be done.
In many unique loading scenarios.
The tongues will be done.
In many unique loading scenarios.
The tongues will be done.
The versatility of self-tapping screws is nearly non-exhaustive.
The tongues will be done.
Fast.
Then cut the groove.
Butt joint. Butt joint. Butt joint. Butt joint.
And what you're going for is an easy friction fit between the parts, because remember, the slats are going to expand and contract with changes in humidity. So you want the tongues to be able to move.